Hi, it's me again, Timmy Johnson, back here on Kisser's Hill to tell you the rest of my frightening story and how lucky you are that I was around. Last week, if you remember, I told you how all my life I'd never really been much good with girls. Say me, would you?
Would I what?
I read in the newspaper that there's a Great Frankenstein movie playing downtown at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday night, and my father says he'd be willing to drive us there in his truck, and I was near 17 years old, and I'd never had a date in my life. But even we town creeps can fall in love. And so ride I did, right to the edge of town. Then I got out of the truck and took my second walk through Colson's dark woods, because I had to be sure. Thought the sudden wind would tear my head off, but still I managed to look up in the sky, and I saw it getting smaller and smaller.
Goodbye, Liz. Goodbye, my darling. I swear I'll love you always. Always.
That's some way to greet your best friend you haven't seen in days.
Frank? Is it really you?
Yep. Those heartless monsters froze me with this strange weapon. Then they took me prisoner. But when they realized their plan failed, they let me go. Lucky thing, too, because they were going to execute me. Timmy?
Yes?
You had something to do with ruining their plan, didn't you?
I guess I did.
You saved all our lives, Timmy. And from now on, you're my first best friend forever.
Gee, thanks.
Now, come on.
And so I sat there, as usual on Saturday night, with nothing to do. I tried to get Lynn out of my thoughts, but I couldn't.
Just name the time and the place. I'd love.
I was desperate for something to take my mind off her. Then I realized,
hey, I've had a lot of practice in asking girls for dates. Why not? Is this Kansas?
Someone there.
It's Timmy.
Is this some sort of joke?
I said it's Timmy.
Who?
Timmy.
Oh, Timmy.
Kansas, I was wondering. There's a good movie playing in town tonight, and I haven't checked the paper like I usually do, but it probably starts at 9:30, the way they usually do. And I was wondering...
Me? Go out with you?
Go away. I don't want to see anybody. Go on up to Kisser's Hill or something.
Be sick. Now, do you want to go out with me or don't you?
I want to go out with you more than anything in the world or in space. But it's so late already. We've probably missed everything.
Not everything. The moon should just be rising over Kisser's Hill. They say it's beautiful this time of year.
You know, that moon is rising that way because of its azimuth function. Let me tell you about azimuth. I learned all about them in my science course just last week. You are interested in azimuth.
Oh, boy, am I interested in azimuth. Oh, boy, let's go. Come on, hurry up. Come on.
And that brings us right back here to Kisser's Hill and the end of my story. You can believe it or not believe it as you want. I don't much care, because with Lynn and I getting married next week, I won't have time to go around worrying about what you think. But there is one more thing I should be sure to say to you, and I will in just a moment.
They're just...
All I want to say is that although they may be gone for now, we never know when they'll return, when they might try their dastardly plan again. So you fellas who are listening to this, remember always to be careful. Don't tempt them by letting your moral fiber weaken. That's what they're waiting for. And every time you go out with a girl, be sure to ask yourself, is she new in town? Is she a little too eager? A little too friendly? A little too cuddly and willing for a creep like you? If the answer is yes, alert the FBI at once.
You've been listening to the National Lampoon Hour for the last 30 minutes on Kexel. It's a feature every Sunday night at this time. I'm Tony Dale.